About time, bitch.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
Roving away.
It's Troy.
What's going on here?
Just a whole lot of celebrity.
Pause for applause.
Oh my God. Are we back?
Are we back?
It's a new year. It's no longer 2023. So stop writing 2023, people.
Stop writing. It's no longer 2023. It is now 2024, the year of solar eclipses.
Oh, solar eclipses. The year of new beginnings.
The year of season 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 of Drag Race.
Yeah, and don't forget All Stars 9, UK versus the World 2, Canada versus the World 2, España All Stars, Belgique 2. Oh my God, there's so much drag, and you will not be seeing much of either of us on any of those programs. But we'll be talking about them. We'll be talking about them.
We'll be talking about them.
Talking about them. Hello and welcome to
What's the Maple Tea?
We're back again for 2024, even though you didn't want us to come back, but we're back.
We came back.
We came back
from the dead. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either, because I honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm dead. This is the live broadcast podcast where we talk about everything that we want to talk about.
Everything.
Literally everything. No holds barred, because it's explicit. This is your warning. It's explicit and there will be spoilers.
You know what? I just realized too, Rowena, it's been so long since we did a live stream that I was sending messages in the private chat channel to myself.
Oh my God. I love it. She's had no one to talk to for weeks and weeks. So she's just been chatting with herself. And for the first time, we are also live on What's the Maple Tea's Instagram.
Because now Instagram, you can connect to the live through a different kind of blah, blah thingy.
Because as we know, no one's on Facebook anymore. No one's on YouTube.
Well, Rowena, let's just be honest. No one follows us on the Instagram.
It's true. It's
no
true.
No one follows us on Instagram.
Why does no one follow? You know what? Squirrel Talk wins an award like every single year. Why can't
They didn't even apply this year and they won.
See, it's probably just because the judges don't know any queer podcasts.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I think most of the time people win these awards because they actually take the time to fill out the form.
Speaking of which, we have forms to fill out.
We have forms
multiple.
To fill out. I'm going to lock that door. You're not leaving here until we complete a couple of the forms. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, there we go.
I will waste and wither away.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
And I am half of Rowena Way.
She smells like Rowena Way.
Yeah, sorry. That's the house construction.
I'm like looking here. I'm like, holy. They, you can't see it with the microphone for those visual people. But there's tufts of manliness coming out of that shirt.
Oh, yeah, there's hair.
There's hair. Oh, dear Lord, look at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a hairy person. I shave a lot of hair off for drag. Maybe I could be the new quirky bitch. Could I become the new bearded queen? Or the new Simone Says is chest hair?
Oh my gosh. Simone Says it's chest hair.
Yeah.
She's got quite the chest hair.
She does have quite the chest hair.
Yeah. I don't know. She gives me some weird feelings every now and again.
Oh.
I was like,
do you want to talk about it?
She's been working out a lot, and I'm looking at her, and she's like getting all the muscles and stuff now, because she walks, she climbs things.
Oh, she climbs things, and you want to climb her?
No.
No. Okay, no, I'm going to close this door for privacy's sake.
Oh, no, don't worry. The roommate is working until 10 p.m. But maybe keep the budgies out. She feels better when the door's closed.
We are in Sweet Pea Studios again for 2024.
That reminds me of a really terrible joke.
Oh, I like jokes.
What does the harlot consider safe sex?
What does the harlot consider safe sex?
Closing the car door. Bum, bum, bum.
Wow.
That was a terrible joke, wasn't
it? That was a terrible, terrible joke.
Terrible joke.
So if you're with us live, you can chat with us on multiple platforms. Facebook, YouTube. So
Facebook, YouTube.
And Instagram.
And Instagram, yeah. So follow us on Facebook. What's the Maple Tea? I don't know if we're... restreaming onto your and my platforms.
Probably
for some
not.
Reason, the restreaming doesn't really work anymore on Facebook.
Man, that's techie shit.
Whatever.
I've never cared about that.
I'm like, just go to YouTube. Just get a YouTube profile. Come on, people. Yeah. Just get YouTube.
And if you're wondering why we're half an hour late, it's because Rowena Way fell down a mountain in Kingston. The mountains of Kingston.
She fell down a mountain?
Yeah. She'll be coming round that mountain, too.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she got, yeehaw, she'll be coming around.
Did you see the Daniel Radcliffe performance of that?
When he, was he in?
In like goth makeup at a piano, like.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Doesn't he get naked too by the end?
I mean, mostly naked, not equus naked, but mostly naked.
Equus naked? Equus naked? Is that like on all fours, equus naked?
Do you not remember the play that he did immediately after Harry Potter where he rides a horse naked?
I do remember him being, hearing about him being naked.
But
I didn't realize he was actually on a horse. Like he was going Godiva naked.
Yeah.
Godiva. Godiva.
Godiva.
Godiva.
Lady Godiva.
So, Rowena, we are talking... What are we talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Throw into some of the chats what you want us to
first
talk about.
How was your holiday? People want to know what Tiffany did over the holidays.
So I went and visited the homelands of the Frigid North. And
It does make sense that Tiffany's from the Frigid North. Although I kind of picture her as like a Southern Belle sometimes.
I do get that twang. I don't know where that twang came from.
It's the gay twang.
It's the gay twang. But, that's not what I'm looking for. Anyway, so I was actually, it's so funny that you should say that, because I was confirming today. We went to the village that I grew up in.
The village?
It takes a little village to make a little
game. M. Night Shyamalan's The Village?
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so they had a little itty-bitty church. And I got baptized in it, and I took a photo of it, and I can't find it now. Anyway, it's oh yeah. Yeah. So that's the church now.
Let's see.
It's leaning.
It's the leaning church of Pisa.
As you can tell, like, you know, clearly I rocked the foundations of that church.
Tiffany Morgan is the reason why the church is failing all across Canada.
There must have been a lot of bad mojo that was expelled at that baptism and just shook the church. And now look at it. It's all halfway, half on the angles.
Wait, is Tiffany Morgan baptized?
No.
Okay, I was going to say Rowena Way is definitely...
She's
the spawn of Satan, so...
Well, I was just thinking, we should join a cult soon.
I think we should join the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Well, that's not a cult.
It's not, but it's a...
Do they get to dance, you know, like...
In nun costumes? Yes.
Yeah, but maybe, like, solar eclipse. There has to be something solar eclipse. We have to, like... There has to be some
you
sort wanna of
You
want to
join a moon cult.
There has to be... Well, solar eclipse. There has to be some sort of drinking of some sort of something or other.
Blood?
Which causes you to, like, think you're flying on a broom or something.
Oh, so we're just
like,
going to do shrooms.
Do shrooms.
Excellent.
Actually, I know a shop that sells them.
I know people who have some right now.
Okay. So yeah. We'll do shrooms on the
evening of the solstice. And, we'll dance naked in the winter woods.
Oh, sorry. Have I been saying solstice? I meant the
eclipse.
Yeah.
Did I say solstice?
You did. Anyway, something like that.
Both are appropriate.
We can do it both. We can do both.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And when you never see us again, it's because we got frostbite, died of hypothermia.
Prospod died at 5:30. Yeah. Well, the solar, you know, eclipse and solstice, which is nice and warm sort of days.
Oh, okay.
April. April is the solar.
That's not warm.
Isn't April a little bit warmer?
April in Canada is still like 2 or below 0.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of the weather, no kidding.
What have you, how was your holidays, Rowena?
Well, I spent the holidays doing house construction and trying to fight off a terrible illness that I'm still trying to fight off. And that's why I sound the way that I do, by the way.
She's got the galloping consumption.
Yeah, I've got consumption. I've been eating too much and drinking too much and consuming too many penises. That's why I sound the way I do. It's also why I haven't performed in a month.
Is that the reason why you haven't performed in a month? Or because you have been so focused on, like, the one task of, well, the one slash of many tasks to do in your house?
To get it ready.
Moved in. Yeah.
It's both. I do have to be able to move in by the end of the month, though. So
yeah.
That's also important.
But I do appreciate picking up your shifts. So.
Yeah. You and everyone else.
Wait, you giving your shifts to other people?
Yeah. Hey, you can't take them all. I have one next week that I'm trying to give away, and you can't take it, so.
Oh, because it's probably driving somewhere, right?
No, because it's the same day that we have the pageant.
Oh. Wait, what? Wait, the historical costume ball... Yes. You actually booked another gig?
No, it's a monthly gig. It's a monthly gig that's just regularly occurring.
Oh, yes, it is on a Thursday, isn't
Yes, it is.
We can do both.
But if you want to drive to Carlo Estates this Friday, you can have my gig at Carlo Estates because I am not up for it.
careful what you say on the live chats here. So we got five viewers, only one person on Facebook.
I thought that was secret information.
Well, I know, but I felt like sharing it. And two viewers on the Instagrams.
Oh no!
I know.
It's because we started late. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm responsible. I'm the one to blame. Right. My fault.
She's to blame. Blame Rowena. Blame Rowena. But she's not even a real drag queen anyway.
It's true. I now identify as just a drag.
Just a drag. So, Rowena, let's talk, because no one has popped up here saying what you want to hear first. So let's talk Canada's Drag Race.
Okay. So, did you watch the season?
Yes.
So, when are we renaming it Melinda Verga's Drag Race?
I love the because when season 16 started... I loved when the memes started. As one supreme descends, another one ascends.
Yes.
Anyway, so I liked those. Melinda Verga, yeah. She's kind of... I don't really understand how that happened, how she's suddenly turned into everyone's princess. She's like the people's princess.
Because she is like what Drag Race used to be. She's unfiltered. She's unhinged. She's unpolished. It's amazing. And we love her. She's the people's princess. She really is. She's the people's drag queen.
So are you saying that maybe queens like me may still have a chance at Drag Race?
Yeah, queens like you have a chance at drag. Now that Kitten Caboodle has been on, 57 years old, you still have a chance, Tiffany. You're not even nearly 57.
Is it wrong for me to question? She's like, I've been doing drag since I was 16. I'm like, really?
Hey, some people do drag off and on. Not everyone does it continuously.
Oh no, she did say she did take a break. So yeah. I'm like, I'm totally okay with
she
her
took a break to become a daddy. Did you see that photo of her?
No, that's recent. That's recent.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, during COVID, she took a break from drag and became a daddy.
She became a daddy.
And when we say daddy, we mean you could do it better than I can. I didn't even need to change the bass on this microphone for her to do that. Dear Lord.
That's like my natural grown voice right now. That's my natural voice. I should be singing some bass songs like, oh, for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog.
Fifi's chatting in there. She's like, go, mama, go.
Yeah, go, mama, go.
Norman says, hello, welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. I do enjoy these chats.
You need these chats.
I do.
Now in your stressful years of getting a house put together.
Oh my gosh, it has. It feels like it's been years, but it's only been 5 months.
It doesn't even look like she's washed her hair in days.
I haven't.
Oh gosh. So I guess it was the season of Melinda Verga.
It was. My favorite thing will always be it's fucking Vivian Westwood inspired.
I don't even remember that reference. Was that right at the beginning of the season?
With her plaid outfit?
Oh, dear God. Yes. Just because it's plaid. Just because it's plaid.
And then Brooklyn has the audacity the next week to wear a plaid Vivian Westwood inspired outfit. And I died. And it was gorgeous. Brooklyn's look this season. All of her looks.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Starker's Corsetry, who makes most of her looks, or at least collaborates, and also Suki Doll.
I think Suki made one of the outfits, at least, yeah. Two of the outfits, yeah.
I'm only slightly dying, don't worry. Send flowers, but most importantly, send money.
To pay for my coffin.
Thank you.
She needs more laudanum. She needs more laudanum for her galloping consumption.
What I really need is to win that $70 million jackpot.
I am tempted on buying tickets.
I did buy a ticket.
I need to just get off my butt and be like, remind myself how I buy tickets. So we do have a comment here.
It's on a question.
Facebook. Yeah. Now that Drag Race is over, Canada's Drag Race, do you plan on bringing contestants to Kingston?
So I've been thinking about it. I will not be bringing anyone to Kingston in the next few months, mostly just because people are already coming to Kingston. So in case you haven't heard, Tynomi Banks is bringing her one-woman show to Kingston in February. Mm-hmm. That's on Saturday, February 10th. Friday, like February 9th, Saturday. It's that weekend. It's at the Grand Theater. Grab your tickets. They're only $25. It's going to be fun. Tynomi's an incredible performer. In fact, if I'm available, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. Because apparently I'm going now.
Are you really?
Oh, yes. My God.
And then in May, the artist formerly known as Aja will be coming to Kingston as Venus as a part of the Visibility Tour, doing a presentation about trans rights and the history of marriage equality and gay rights in Canada. And she'll be talking about her experiences.
Aja.
Well, she'll be coming as Venus, so not as Aja. She'll be coming as a trans woman.
She'll be coming as Venus, a trans...
Yes.
From where? What?
From RuPaul's Drag Race. The contestant Aja is coming to Kingston March 29th. It's free. But she will not be performing in drag, so don't expect it to be a drag show. It's not that. It's an educational event with speakers, but it is free, and it's at the Broom Factory.
I don't remember seeing that. But anyway, yes, register. So the tickets, you can register right now.
You can register right now. They are free, but you have to register.
There are pay options, though, too.
Yes, you can donate.
I think those are donation amounts. You can donate,
yeah. Yes.
It's like $5, $10, $30,
$15, $30, $50, yeah, whatever you want to donate.
So if you can.
Yeah. But then, I mean, April, May, June, like, I'm trying to keep things open for myself. My goal this year is, like, I do a lot of performing when I'm kind of, like, peak performing, but bringing people to Kingston is really stressful. Because people don't buy tickets. So I'm maybe holding off on doing it for a while.
And I anecdotally, you know, for those artists out there who also run events, event organizers, I suppose, drag show event organizers, it's the days of pandemic are slowly behind us, and we're going back to old habits. And when I say we are going back to old habits, I mean ticket buyers are kind of going back to the old habits.
The public.
You know, they don't buy tickets ahead of time. They'll buy them within 24 hours.
Unless it's a Taylor Swift concert.
Unless it's Taylor Swift. And Yeah, like during pandemic, oh, people, you'd be sold out like a week before.
I'd be sold out a week before, 2 weeks before the event.
But now you're like desperate to hope that you make enough money to cover it, like within 24 hours of the show. So, but these are old habits. And, you know, people won't go to a show until the end of, like, you know, end of the month sort of thing, blah, blah, all these sort of things. They're just all coming back, and which is annoying.
Which is annoying.
For an organizer.
For an organizer, simply just because there's a lot of money, and it's, I mean, my personal funds that I put up for an event. And when things don't sell, or don't sell immediately, there's a lot of stress and anxiety, and you kind of just like sit there.
Yeah.
Hoping, wishing and hoping.
Hoping and praying.
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun,
maybe I'll bring someone for Pride. Who knows? But I'm not on the board of Pride anymore. Taking time off.
Anyway, so Canada's Drag Race is the year of Melinda Berg. Which you personally know. Which
who I do personally know from when I started drag in Edmonton. I don't know her very well, but we met a few times.
Oh, okay. I thought you would have been.
No, we're not like buddy buds. I was not a big fixture in the drag scene in Edmonton. I only performed 5 or 6 times before I left. I've gone back twice to perform.
I feel like there's a story here. I feel like there's an untold story. Did you and Melinda have issues? Did you have the same ex-boyfriend and you're like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you?
Yeah, exactly. We had the same ex-boyfriend and I hate him and she hates me. And yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh my God. Did you agree with the finale? Did you agree with the finale?
We're just jumping straight from Melinda Verga's Drag Race. Honestly, that's how this season felt to me. Is like once Melinda left, I was kind of like, why am I watching?
Yeah.
Because she did. I feel like Canada's Drag Race struggles with comedy. And they don't like to do a lot of comedy challenges. There are almost never acting challenges. There aren't very many improv challenges. And I feel like they need more of those because it's always just emphasis on runways and fashion. And I would really like Canada's Drag Race to be a little bit more fun.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's just, well, I feel like they're still trying to find their little bit of a niche. So maybe Canadians don't want that, like the average Canadian. Maybe they don't want comedy and stuff. I don't know. Maybe they just want the fashion.
I don't know. One of Canada's like most popular TV shows of all time was the Royal Canadian Air Farce.
Yeah. Like this era has 22 minutes is still going on strong.
Still going on strong. Yeah.
But those are not.
Those are sketch comedy shows.
Yeah, but you have the predefined sketch ahead. Well, no, that's true. They wrote, like, I was thinking, that's the word I'm looking for here. Anyway. Continue on. Those were sketch, and Drag Race does sketch comedy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
thank you.
So the finale.
The finale.
You know what? I love the four queens. Mm. I could have gone either way with Aurora and Venus. I'm excited to be able to see Aurora on my TV more.
On your TV?
Yeah. Since Venus won, I am very confident that Aurora will be on a International Drag Race, All Stars type thing at some point in time.
They did drop. Oh, no. Wait, that was a different program.
UK versus the World Season 2 just dropped.
No, I was just going to say, I'm like, well, they did ask her if she would do Taiwan, but I'm getting seasons mixed up. Didn't they ask her if she would? I don't remember now. Or did they ask Kikiko if she would go off to the Philippines? Is there a Drag Race Philippines?
There is a Drag Race Philippines.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt. Yeah, Aurora. Oh, but we've met Aurora in person.
We have. She's so lovely.
She is so lovely. Very, focused.
She's very young. Very she has focused, a huge future young, ahead of her.
Yeah. Venus, I haven't met Venus, but she, like the photo, like that last photo shoot. Oh God, she was stunning. Oh my goodness, yes. Stunning. Yes. But denim, oh my God. Like denim.
Denim's drag is unlike any other. It's so out of the box, out of this world. It's so much fun. I found denim really intriguing as a person, but I feel like we didn't get to see enough of them.
No. And Near Enough. I loved Near Enough. Although I do think that in the last episode there was reason for her not moving on.
That song was terrible. Honestly, all four of those songs were terrible. I'm sorry.
No, what are you talking about? Some of them had the really catchy, like they, Aurora they had and, little catchy bits. Venus got the catchy stuff.
Just the song was terrible. None of them made songs. They all made like weird little like rap tracks. I don't know. I didn't like them. Did you like the songs? I didn't like the songs.
I love the songs. I love. Where did my Instagram go? I love the songs, Robina Way.
She's trying to find the Instagram chat, and it's gone missing.
The Instagram went away. Goodbye.
Just
it went
refresh
away.
It.
Goodbye. Oh well. I don't think you can. I think it just is dead now.
It's dead to us.
It might have disconnected. Anyway, continuing on. But I don't know if I liked the edit in the finale, because honestly, it felt like Aurora or Venus could have won. Actually, I felt like Denim was like really close there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very clear that the final episode, it was very edited leading up to Venus's win.
She had a lot of confessional time.
Yes. You kind of knew. Even the second last, they started cutting back on the one-on-one with Aurora.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And honestly, Aurora didn't get many confessionals just in general. And I actually noticed in the last episode, they started cutting in a lot more of her confessionals. But the entire season was like Melinda Verga, Near Enough, and Venus confessionals. And that was it.
Is Aurora like hard to interview?
Maybe.
Maybe we need to have her on the What's the Maple Tea?
Should we have her on What's the Maple Tea?
And we'll see. You judge out there.
We'll ask her.
Oh, we have another comment here. I did not enjoy a slow song finale face off. I was hoping for action on stage. Oh, see, I think the reason why they do a slow song is because they are in those high outfits.
They can't dance in.
You can't split in them. You can't. Yeah.
And also, it's an equal opportunity song. So rather than having something upbeat that, like, say, Aurora, who can do tricks and splits and dances, and Venus, who doesn't do tricks and splits and dances, it makes it an equal opportunity for them both to win if the judges or producers there decide. So versus, like, a lip sync between a dancer and a non-dancer to, like, Britney Spears, there's going to be a clear winner of the lip sync. And if that person doesn't then win the season, you'd be like, wait, what?
Yeah. And even if there's two contestants and it's a Britney song, Derek Barry will win.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We don't want Derek Barry winning every single season. We can't have that shit. We can't.
Oh my gosh.
Did you hear that Britney Spears is retired from music?
I've heard so many odd little stories about Britney Spears over the last, like, month or two.
So, yeah.
That she's been ghostwriting songs for, and some one or two of them are, like, the top, like, in top charts right now.
Really?
And I was like, wait, what?
Well, so I recently heard that Britney Spears says that she doesn't want to make music anymore. That's not something, she doesn't want to perform, she doesn't want to record an album. And you know what that means? The last Britney Spears song we're ever going to get is Mind Your Business, Bitch. How is that for ending a legacy? That's a terrible way to end a legacy.
Thank you for the music, the song you're singing. That closed chapter. Yeah, that's perfect.
Maybe she'll go and make more movies like Crossroads.
Until there's like a Britney Spears like sing-alongs play, and then she'll come out. And
you better work, bitch.
Yeah.
You better work, bitch.
Oh my god, that would be too hilarious. But by the way, the story what I shared with you, that was rumor.
This is also a rumor. I'm pretty sure. I mean, like, who knows? Britney says a lot of things, does a lot of shit right now. So,
yeah, I think she's doing a lot of ass shaking, spinning videos. Or she spins around.
I think she's trying to figure out what she wants.
And props to her. props to her. Because it's kind of hard when you are like a superstar like that. Because if you twirl around naked in your bathroom, put it on Instagram, or twirl around fully clothed in, like, I don't know, the town square, you're going to get the same number of likes. And so you're not going to know which one actually people actually like. They're like, which one do you actually like?
Well, the one that gets reposted over and over and over and over and over and over and over again is likely the nudity.
I can't read that right now. Don't you know retirement returns are in nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Cher's done 30 of
retirement
them.
Returns. Returning from retirement. Yeah. Well, no. That's. Well, you know, people don't prepare for retirement. They suddenly inflation goes up, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, shit. I need to come out with a repeat album so I can pay for my meds.
Yeah. I'm just going to release that that Christmas album. Side note, DJ Play a Christmas Song is so good.
DJ play a Christmas song.
I wanna be dancing all night long. Those weren't the notes, but it's something like that.
But sing it in a baritone voice.
Okay. DJ play a Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long.
I'm having some random gray-haired people sending me messages here. You know, oh, look at that. They took a screen capture and they said the moment Tiffany sees the shape of the microphone, it brings back memories of her Christmas vacation and the men she met.
Oh.
Not in Northern Ontario.
You know, you and I just recorded a podcast where we talked about phallic objects. Did you listen to that clip? It's at the very beginning of the podcast.
So, that's a good point. Okay, so let's look. So Kingston Live. So, well, I don't know when we'll be up there. Maybe I have to respond to the
comment. Yeah, we might have. I haven't responded to that email yet.
I haven't listened to it yet.
But I listened to it. I'm just going to say it. Sounds great.
Sounds great. Sure, it's going to sound. Oh, Jazz Morgan says hello, Your Majesty.
Hi. Romina. Hi, Jazz.
Go to kingstonlive.ca. We have an interview. It'll be posted there at some point. So please do... do follow that, do find that. But Kingston Live, so they're really... So Kingston is trying to become...
an entertainment capital of Canada.
A live music entertainment. Well, not just live music, because it's also...
a huge film industry now.
Well, it's not even... Okay, that's a different story altogether. But yeah, live music and Kingston Live, they're trying to fill in that gap. And for some reason, they got us drag queens in there. I don't ask questions. Live entertainment,
People want me. I accept it.
Sure. Drag queens and musicians, yeah.
Yep. in that room, there were drag queens, musician, and a comedian.
Yeah, that was interesting, too. Go check that out later on.
It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Got some inspirations from my drag studio.
We did. Oh yeah, because I'm threatening to tell her, like, Rowena, because she's got a new house.
I mean, it's not new, but it's a house.
It's a house, but she has rooms.
I do have rooms,
and one of them, I'm like, let's move Sweet Pea Studio to the basement of your house.
Well, it's not gonna be called Sweet Pea Studio if it's not here. It's gonna be called something else.
What will it be called?
Let's have a poll. Let's make a poll, a month-long poll. What should Rowena name her studio?
What should Rowena Way name her studio?
Desperation.
Kingston Live. Let's go back to Drag Race, though. As soon as I say that, we drop like 10 people watching. Let's go back. Season 16 is happening. We've had two premiere episodes, which I do like the split premiere because it was interesting talking to our mutual friends because I was like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about this, that when you have this two split premieres, you have
Seven and seven this year.
So in episode one, you only have seven contestants. So you get more airtime. You get more one-on-one kind of like bits. So you get to learn, like the audience members get to learn about them a bit more. in episode one, and then the other seven in episode two. Because if they were all together in one episode, you're 14 people, and how can you get 14 little audio clips within an hour?
Well, and like, you don't get to know them at all. You don't get to know them. You don't get to know their names. You don't get to know their faces. It's too much. And I really do enjoy the split premiere, which started back in season six. Eight. Okay. So much Drag Race.
Oh, anyway.
There have been so many seasons. I have watched, since I started watching in season six, that was my first season of Drag Race. And since then, there have been 10 seasons of regular Drag Race.
Yeah.
There have been like 68 seasons total or something.
How do you feel? Are they giving me, are the gray hairs giving me more messages? That's a big microphone, yes. They are giving me more messages.
The gray hairs.
Sign into YouTube and start chatting with me. My God, create a profile for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What do we got here? I love Dawn Maya Iman LePage.
Maya Iman LePage.
Is that how you spell Maya? Yeah.
Well, that's how she spells Maya.
Sapphire Crystal a mandatory
meeting. She's failing at reading. Reading is fundamental, Tiffany.
Well, it's spelled crystal.
But it's crystal.
Yeah, there needs to be, well, anyway.
There needs to be an accent on that A, Fifi.
So how do you pronounce Mia?
Maya.
Maya. My? Yeah. Okay.
The struggle is real, everyone.
I see how that's pronounced now. Okay.
So, the comment is, I love Dawn, Maya Iman LePage, might be LePage, Sapphire Crystal, and a mandatory meeting. I agree with that.
I love a mandatory meeting just for the name.
The name. Yeah. I'm so excited to see a mandatory meeting and Plain Jane in the same room together. Because Plain Jane has to be the shadiest bitch I have seen on Drag Race in forever. And I feel that so much. I feel her down to my core. She is my spirit animal, which I'm not allowed to say anymore. She is my sister from another mister.
I hate her. what was the last one? Who was the bitch again?
Plain Jane.
Don't like her. But I don't know. She seemed to be really laying it on.
And I'm like, are
you getting a bonus for being like the bitch? Like, I hope you're getting a bonus because you're not going to the finale.
She's not going to the finale, but she's going to get a lot of airtime.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's going to get all the confessionals because she's shady as hell.
People saying they love Plain Jane.
But a mandatory meetings makeup is like for Drag Race, it's a little rough. But they'll tell her that.
But that's why I love Dawn. Oh my God, Dawn's
gorgeous.
Look. Dawn's look, I love that. And just Dawn themselves, they're like, oh, I just wanna.
Apparently, they're really shady. Apparently, Dawn is really shady. I saw an interview, and they're like, "Who's the shadiest one?" Dawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Or are they just having fun?
No, they like Dawn admits that she's like, "Yeah, I am."
Oh,
isn't that great?
It'd be one of those like, oh, Caesar.
And apparently the queen of Untucked this season is Tsunami Muse, which is funny because I don't see her going very far.
Mm. Well, now talking to you, Robina, I feel a little bit more, because I was a little worried after these two episodes, because after the two episodes, I was like, meh.
I was really excited about the first one, Q.
Q, yeah.
Q's performance as the marionette doll with tiny little legs was everything. It was everything to me.
For me, it was just the outfits and just the their decorum, you know, sort of thing. Yeah. They seem very professional, and it's would I see them in a show? Yeah. So that was a big thing, right? So in Canada's Drag Race, Brooklyn Heights was like, I will go watch you.
I will pay for a ticket
to watch your show. And I think that is one of the highest praises. And I think with Q, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
And Dawn.
Yep.
none of the other ones.
I would pay to see Safira Kristal. That opera with the video is like, it was like, forgive me, daddy, forgive me, daddy. I love
that. Well, that to me was just like, oh, you workshopped that with some friends. That's a great idea. But you really should have workshopped your tater tot titties.
Her titties are a little too close together. Yes.
Her tater tot titties. She really should have. It was just. I'm going to be the shady one of this.
Be the shady one.
It was just like Boa.
Oh, it was.
Boa's tater tot titties from season one of Canada's Drag Race. Like, literally, anyway. Shut me up.
It was just like Canada's Drag Race.
Shut me up.
Oh my God, I forgot. That's craziness. But I really enjoyed. So, okay. RuPaul. When Ru laughs, there's something just so joyous about when Ru laughs so hard that she, like, can't stop. There's just something about it. There's something about it. And this season, we got that twice on the first episode with Q doing the performance and with Safira Kristal during the lip sync where that terrible breastplate was bouncing on the floor.
Lord. It was bouncing off the floor. Yeah. It was like boom, 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 boom. And I was like, yeah, that was.
That was a lip sync for me that I loved because Safira, what she did was what I think you should do during a lip sync. Is not show all your cards at the beginning. So, like, she started off very slow, like, not moving at all, barely doing anything. And you're all like, oh, well, I guess she's going to be a boring performer. And then all of a sudden she's doing flips and splits and bouncing the titties on the ground. And RuPaul is a breast man.
Oh, yeah.
RuPaul is a breast man.
Well, I think we all know that. Like, one of the performances a really big breastplate at one point?
Oh, yeah, Plain Jane.
Yeah. And that's probably another reason why I didn't like Plain Jane, because I was like, you look like you're ripping off one of our famous Canadian
Yes, she does, a little bit, yeah.
I'm like, you look like you're like, oh, I know the secret sauce. I know the secret to RuPaul's life. Get the big titties.
Honestly, though, and it was kind of just, like, even her runway look was basically that. It was this random white coat that she says is like a Russian winter coat, which, I mean, it is. But without hearing that, you wouldn't know that. And then all of a sudden, she's a, what, cheerleader?
Well, see, I think she's definitely playing the role of villain. It's just the things that you love to hate her sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you love to hate her. She's a bitch. You love to hate her. And blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, I hope she gets a big old check at the end of the day. Because she ain't going to the finale. I can tell you that much.
Watch her be in the finale.
No. And if I miss a few episodes, I'm sorry. Okay, but there's no reason why not to, because my drag daughter gave me the Crave subscription. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, ooh.
Thank you.
I got new internet for my house, and it came with a Crave subscription.
Did it?
For free? Yeah.
For like 3 months or something?
No.
Forever?
Apparently, if you have Bell internet, you get a Crave.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you have Bell internet?
I do. It's the fastest. Okay. It's the same price as Cogeco.
Well, you are out in the boonies now.
I am. The boonies. I'm in Cat Woods.
Yeah, you're in a different area.
I'm in like one of the most developed areas of Kingston, out of the downtown.
You're like a different area code. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, wait, how am I supposed to get out there to be in this studio?
I was wondering about that, actually. When you first suggested it, I was like, bitch, I'm not coming to pick you up every time we're doing maple tea.
I just realized that. I'm like, let's move the studio
there's
over there.
Where there's a bus stop.
It'll be like 45 minutes to get me out there.
Yeah, because even the express bus doesn't go faster than.
Oh, Jazz says, a perfect lip sync is never boring. It can steal the shoe.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you have to show the face muscles and stuff. And half these queens
don't know how to emote.
Well, they don't have the face muscles because they've been deep.
Oh, yeah, true. They've had so much work done that they can't move.
They're like, I'm crying. Can you tell?
I'm so happy.
Can you tell? Well, it's mostly filler, right? It's less Botox. It's more. Well, they do the
Botox and the filler.
Botox in the forehead. And the
lips. Don't forget the lips.
The lips. Yes, yes, yes. They do the Botox. Not the Botox, the filler. And then the, yeah, because people, a lot of them do the filler in here too. It's really nice though to see that they do the filler and they already know how to paint with the, you know, with your adjusted face. You know what I mean?
I've decided that I can never be on Drag Race because I refuse to get filler. I like my boy face.
Well, I think he can get away with it.
No, all the successful.
If Melinda
ones,
Verica could be on Candace Drag Race,
if she's on,
so
if she's
you
on any All Stars, just watch. She'll don't get work long done. She'll get work done.
Oh my God!
Phil smacks acne scars.
Rowena, yes, I think it's time. I think it's time we need to talk about some of your upcoming shows.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, next week we have the Historical Fashion Ball Pageant, and it is. Registration is full. There is a wait list. However, if you're
add yourself to the wait list.
If you're on the wait list.
Add yourself to the wait list.
Add yourself to the wait list. And if you're on the wait list, show up anyway.
No, add yourself to the wait list, Rowena.
And if you're on the wait
list. No, why are you sharing this stuff? You're not. No, don't be sharing this stuff.
Well, because you never know. People never show up.
Well, now we're going to get a tsunami of freaking people. Get on
but
the wait list.
But only on your, if you're on the wait list.
Only if you're on
add
the wait
yourself
list.
To the wait list.
Get yourself on the wait list.
Yeah, because when an event's free, people sign up and then they choose not to go.
Botox at the corner of the lips gives a perfect smile. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, wait. Huh? Anyway.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, yeah, that's Thursday the 25th.
Thursday the 25th at the Agnes.
Starts at 7 o'clock. If you didn't get your tickets ahead, free tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
Get on the wait list.
And then I have a show in Trenton in the beginning of February, Sunday, February 4th. So come to that. It's at the Grind and Vine. We're doing brunch bingo. Bitchin' brunch bingo. And then, of course, we have the new show, February 17th, the comedy show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A comedy of drag errors featuring our dear friend, Hillary Yass.
Hillary Yass.
And of course, Universe and Problem Matthew. And it's an all comedy drag show. There will be skits. There will be stand up. There will be comedy performances. There will be mic work. There might be an interpretive dance. Who knows? Whatever the fuck they want to do.
We need to talk.
Oh.
before that. Because I don't know what you expect me to be doing.
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Whatever you want.
But make it comedy.
Okay. Make them laugh.
Make them laugh. Okay, so that's tickets are on sale right now.
Tickets are on sale right now on my website,
www.rowenaway.com. Or go to dragshow.ca, your source
for
drag shows.
Or dragshow.ca, yes.
A comedy drag. And that's a pretty good price there, too, $15.
Yeah, $15 if you buy in advance, $20 if you wait.
Oh. And I have, so part of the Patterns for All Bodies project, which is what we're doing. That's what the historical costume ball drag
patterns
show
for all
fashion
bodies.
Pageant spectacular.
I love that name. I love that name so much. It's so extra.
I lost my breath there. I'm just gonna close that so you don't be reading those comments.
What's wrong with me reading the comments?
Because you're distracting me from talking
about
me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me.
Oh, I'm distracting her from herself. Distracting her from herself.
So part of that, there's going to be some drag story time and stuff that more to be announced in the future, but not with me or Rowena. But with me, it's going to be my story time on January 27th. So the documentary about me, Miss Tiffany Extreme Close Up, and the documentary about Kingston, Kingston is Burning, from the 1990s, I think it was. Yes,
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be at the Agnes on the 27th for free.
That's the day I'm moving into
register.
My house.
Register.
I will try to come.
Yeah, yeah. Free registration. Register. Do not get on the wait
register.
List. Register now. But that's on Saturday the 27th. I'm really looking forward to that.
There are a bunch of other shows happening with other people that you can, you know,
go to dragshow.ca.
Go to dragshow.ca to find out. And then, of course, as always, the open stage is the first Wednesday of February. So sign up.
Oh,
link in my bio.
Wait. Oh, I'm just looking there. I'm like, maybe I need to change that date.
No, it is the 7th.
It is the 7th. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm getting confused now. Yeah, it is the 7th. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And February is a leap year this year.
Oh, Keith is saying Kingston is Burning is a good film. It is a good film.
It is a good film.
And did you see that and
yes, RuPaul won an Emmy for Outstanding Reality Program, but actually, it's not just RuPaul. So RuPaul won Outstanding Reality Host, but Outstanding Reality Series actually went to Michelle, RuPaul, and Ross Matthews because they're all producers on the show. So all three of them got Emmys.
Oh, Ross Matthews is a producer?
Yeah.
Oh, I never look at the credits.
Yeah. But even more exciting, Jennifer Coolidge got an Emmy. And she said, this is for all the hateful gay or all the evil gays.
I didn't look at that yet. I was at work when you sent that.
Oh, it's great.
So I'll look at that in a moment. But
I was just like, oh, she knows who I am.
All right. And where can they find you, Rowena?
You can find me and tickets to my upcoming shows at www.rowenaway.com. And of course, on all socials at Rowena Way. Follow me on Instagram because for some reason, all the bots stopped following me on the 31st of December. So I lost like 20 followers. I hate that. So follow me, unless you're a bot, in which case, follow Tiffany.
You're not the only person who said that the bots all suddenly dropped off all at once.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that story, and I have also had the bots drop off, but it was only like 5.
Oh.
So I follow the quality Instagram feed.
What's the maple tea?
No. The quality one is me, Miss Tiffany Morgan. Go to tiffany.com, tiffanie.com. You can find my links to my socials, like Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Tiffany Morgan, and Facebook, because, you know, Facebook is still there.
Facebook still exists.
And you can go to tiffany.com and see all the events that I'm going to be doing in the future. I'm already starting to get inquiries about Pride Month already.
Oh, I already have 2 bookings.
Oh.
It's craziness.
I don't have a firm booking, but I'm available for a firm booking. So follow me on tiffany.com. And yes, go to our website, The Maple Tea. Subscribe.
MapleTea.ca, and also follow us on Instagram because apparently we can now stream to it, which is great.
Maybe half an hour.
Yeah. And then it just shuts off for some reason.
Did it shut off?
Is it because I was singing?
Oh my God! Did it disconnect?
Because no, it's still connected.
Oh God!
It's still connected.
Oh, is it still connected?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's that? Anyway, let's get going.
Suddenly, interesting. Thank you so much for listening to What's the Maple Tea? Good night.
Good night.
Good night. We'll see you again next week.
Good night. Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye.